Hey there, it's your boy Darren Garman, and we are going to talk about a little information, a little advice on what can really take your apartment ownership game to the next level. Okay, we're talking about either if you're an active investor or a passive investor, doesn't matter. And we're going to have a training upcoming here in the next week to 10 days on investing in your next apartment property in the next 60 days, how to do it. How to do it profitably, and whether you are a passive investor or an active investor, we're going to talk about how to do that. Okay, but that's coming later. More information on that coming later. But what we're going to talk about now is really implementing some things to take your investment world, your apartment ownership world, whether you're active or a passive owner, to really the next level. Okay, how do you do this as an investor? Let's say you want to be a passive investor. You want nothing to do with any of this stuff. You don't care about management. You don't care what the maintenance people are doing. You don't care what the property taxes are. You want a good return. You want good tax savings. You want good net worth building. And you want an investment that's going to pay off and not only give you a good rate of return, but provide you that insulation, that protection, and doing it at low, low risk. Right? All the other crap you can care less about. Right? And we've got a lot of people that are in that boat, and I work with them every day. Okay, or you may be an active owner. You may be running your own properties, managing your own properties, or maybe you have a management company or management people that do that for you. Okay, whatever the case is, we're going to talk about some real world advice and some little, and maybe I guess I'd call this a little bit of training to take your apartment world, your apartment life, again, whether you're active or passive, really to the next level. All right. So let's talk about how we get to the next level here. Okay. First thing you have to do That's my little stop sign here. Okay. Stop playing small. Okay. Stop playing small. You want to make some progress. You want to make the kind of investment progress that you read about, that you hear about, that other people do. You got to stop playing small. You do. Okay. So those of you that want to pull out, you know, $10,000, $15,000, maybe $20,000, put it in just to kind of see what happens and get your toe wet a little bit and see how it goes. I understand it. I don't have a problem with it at all, right? But you're playing small, and that's not, you're not going to make any progress, really. I mean, you're really not going to make that much progress. Now, I understand you maybe, but Darren, that's about all I really got right now. That's all I really can have to use right now. Fine, fine. But if it's not, and if you're just kind of moving checkers on the checkerboard, you're not going to get anywhere, really, as an owner of apartments. Whether you're active or passive. I'll get into the more active one here in just a minute. Okay, so you have to stop playing small. And I'm not saying you take everything, all the cash you've got, and you throw it into one project and you bet it all on that and that's it. Okay. By the way, that is not a terrible idea, but I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if you want to scale up your income, wealth, your future, you got to stop playing small. You do. Okay, you do. The most successful investors that I work with, that get the most benefits, that really see the most out of their properties, they're not playing small. They're in it. They're in it to win it, so to speak. Okay, so the first thing you can't do is you cannot play small. Stop playing small. So for those of you active owners, by the way, that want to buy your duplex, that want to buy your 3 or 4 unit property, come on, step up, get into that 8, 12, 16, 24 unit property to start out with. Again, If you don't have the capital, if you're a little bit held back a little bit by some finances and some funds, I get it. But if you're not, you're just wasting time. You're wasting time. Okay? I'm going to tell you, you want to know what the biggest regret I hear from active and passive apartment owners alike? Here it is. Bigger size. Bigger size. Now, be careful. I'm not talking about, okay, talking bigger size of projects that they should have gotten involved in the first place. All right. So, almost to the investor that I work with, you know, especially ones that start out by buying a duplex and then another duplex and maybe a couple single family homes. Again, nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But you talk to them today, guess what? Should have started out with a 12, right? Should have went for it with a larger project. Why? Well, do you think they'd be better off 5 years down the road owning a couple of 12-unit buildings or 24-unit building versus three single-family homes? What do you think? Right? Because what happens is we have this thought, we have this idea about how complicated it's going to be, how difficult it might be, how stressful it might be, and how, oh, this might not work out. So when we start having all these thoughts, what do? We pull back. And by the way, it's worse if your spouse is involved or a significant other. Okay, because a lot of times what I see happening is, usually it's the man in the relationship is gung-ho and really ready to go into a project. And if it was up to him, they'd be into that 12-unit, 24-unit. They'd be pulling money out of places to get involved in it and get things going. Okay? Well, most of the time, he's ready to go, but his spouse or significant other is not even interested at all. Not interested. So what usually ends up happening? Well, they settle and they buy a duplex just to kind of see how it goes. Or they'll buy a fourplex just to see how it goes. Again, better than nothing. But that's not the way to do this, because in order to be as successful as you can be, you got to do one thing. You got to do one thing. Every super successful apartment community owner, investor that I know, landlord that I know has done this. They've scaled. Okay? They've scaled. And it's not hard to do. You just keep adding properties, right? Of course, you want to make a good buy. You want to make a good, but you want to buy them right and all that. But you scale. And the moment you get serious about scaling, the moment you get serious about not just dipping your toe in the water, but going, you know, going all in to win on this, the more significance you're going to see. Okay, the more significance you're going to see. And the thing to ask yourself is, what is stopping you now from scaling? Okay, so some of it may be money, you know, maybe funds. Maybe you don't have the funds right now to do it. And there's ways around that. Okay, some of it may be the people in your life, right? Okay. Hard to do with maybe some of the folks in your life that maybe don't want you involved in it. Maybe they do. Maybe you've got four kids in college right now. I mean, there could be a whole bunch of reasons, right? So it's usually money on why you're not scaling. It could be other people. But really the biggest reason for most is their mindset. Okay? What's their mindset here? What is your mindset telling you that's keeping you from scaling and being a super successful apartment property owner and investor? Again, either passive or active. What is it? What is it? I'm going to tell you right now what it is. Playing not to lose. That's it. Okay. You're playing not to lose. Okay, you're making decisions on playing not to lose. So the decisions you make on playing not to lose are in most cases better than not making any decisions. But you are not going to be a profitable investor. I mean, to the potential where you could really be. You're not going to be a profitable landlord as an apartment property owner to the potential that you could be if you keep playing not to lose. And it's kind of hard because if you're like me, okay, so if you're like me when it comes to not playing to lose, okay, I used to have absolutely nothing. So I had nothing. Nothing. Okay? I mean, I had an apartment. I had a girlfriend who eventually became my wife. I had a job at Walmart. And this was while I was still going to college. And I had this criminology degree. Right? That's what I had. Getting out of college, that's what I had. That's it. Okay. No family money. Nobody's leaving me any, you know, here's 20 grand to get started. I had no, you know, rich relative, nothing like that. Okay. So many of you are probably like me. You don't have anything. Okay. And even if you maybe had something, now that I got something, okay, not only money, I got family, I got responsibilities, I got lots of responsibilities, I got more property. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So now it's easy for me to play not to lose. Right? Because look at all this time, effort, and energy that went into this. But what starts happening when I play not to lose? You miss out on one thing here, folks. And here it is. And this goes whether you're a passive investor or you're an active investor. You miss out on opportunity. I will guarantee you that you've had more opportunity cross your desk, so to speak, in the last month than you even know about. And why have you been missing out on it? Why have you been missing out on opportunities that could expand your investment, expand the amount of units or apartment communities you own, expand your rate of return, expand your income? Why? Because you're playing not to lose. Okay? So, what do we want to do here? What's the solution? The solution, whether you're an active or passive investor, okay, gets back to scaling, okay? So I've got investment partners that are not just involved in our Heartland Flagship Fund. They're involved in 1, 2, 3, 4 more other projects outside of that investment properties that we own. And most of them are apartments, some of them are not, okay? Well, what are they doing? They're scaling. And not surprisingly, they're like good at it, okay? You've got to play to win. So scaling means playing to win and not playing to lose and adding more and more apartment projects, investment real estate to what you already have. So here's what that means. For you passive owners, that means you're going to have to invest more. More IRA money, 401k money, regular money. Get that moldy money out of those bank CDs and out of those savings accounts. No matter what, what's the guy? Dave Ramsey's telling you, okay? You want to be super successful at this. You have to play to win. You're going to have to invest, put your money in. And by the way, now is the time to do it. The timing is excellent right now. With demand from tenants, demand from other apartment owners. I was just telling my partners here on another video that, I mean, I've seen the demand like I've not seen it in a long, long time. That's going to continue. We tried to buy a couple of properties. We've tried to buy over 500 units now over the last month, and we missed out on them because our numbers just didn't come in high enough. We got outbid, is really what that means. Okay, so you have to play to win here. And am I saying you clean out all of your accounts, and the only thing left is dust, and you got nothing? No. But you know what I'm talking about. Because chances are you've got money just sitting there because you're playing not to lose. So you want to be super successful at this? You want to, I don't know, what's the term, man up? You want to man up and really get into this? Here's what you got to do. Here's what you got to do. You gotta stick your ass out there. You gotta stick your ass out there and you gotta play to win. That's the only way you're really gonna be good at this. Otherwise, yeah, you can do it slowly and add a little bit here and add a little bit there and be methodical about it. Again, better than nothing. But if you want to look at the real successful people that I work with, okay, you gotta stick your ass out there a little bit and play to win. Because again, the biggest regret I hear from whether there are landlords that run their own properties, own their own properties, or even if they've got a management company managing them, or my passive investors, partners of mine, they tell me size. Should have went bigger. Should have started bigger. So what about you? What are you going to do? Are you going to play the investment game, play the apartment community ownership game, whether you're active or passive and a landlord or not? Are you going to play to win, or are you going to play not to lose? And I will almost guarantee to the investor that the results that you have today, right now, so I want you to mentally think right now, are you happy with what you have right now? Okay? The answer is it's because you're either playing to win or you're playing not to lose. All right? Give that some thought over the next few days and see what you come up with. Okay? Look, have a great day. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you for joining me today on this video and audio. Look forward to our next one. You take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye.